Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I have to let you know that innuendo bingo, where people say something a bit funar, has now moved from Radio 1 onto another radio station.
Really?
It's now reached 5 Live Sports Extra. What is that, if you're not a fan of sport?
It's 5 Live's sister station. What's the correct phrase? 5 Live's... I have to get it right. 5 Live's sister station, where you can listen to a lot of live sport.
And that's available on your TV and on DAB.
Yes, yeah. And online.
And online, right.
There you go.
Now, there's a show on there called Test Match Special.
Well, that's also on Radio 4.
Oh.
Long Wave.
Okay. They can't have innuendo bingo on Radio 4, surely.
I think. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a bloke called Jonathan Agnew.
Yes, he's a very well-known cricket commentator.
And he was at the cricket at the weekend, and this is what happened.
Good morning, Chris. You're absolutely right. Very relaxed today. Relaxed dress and a very pleasant, relaxing drive down from Leicestershire this morning. Lovely to wake up in the Beaver this morning.
This was on Test Match Special?
Yeah. Yeah, at the weekend.
Lovely to wake up in the Beaver this morning.
that might be my favourite one for some time.
Lovely to wake up in the Beaver this morning.
And then, at Radio 1's big weekend, when we were opening the gates on Saturday with Reggie Yates, this happened.
There is a lot of scantily clad ladies all asking to see you, Mr. K, so today could be a good day for fanage. Anyway, yeah, there's lots of security guards here, all with bleepers, ready to let all these people in. It seems like you're having a fit, my man.
I can't believe what you just said on live radio.
All right, so you're ready to go in or what? All right, let's count down from 10 to 1. Let's count down.
Hey, listen to Vernon.
Here we go, Kate.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Let him in!
Nice one, Reggie.
Today could be a good day for fanage.
National Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Laura's new game, which I'm not convinced about.
Me neither, actually.
Good. Do you still want to play it?
Why am I doing this and not him?
Because I think you'd be better at it.
Okay.
I don't trust Scott.
Do I know my pie's better?
Most probably, yes. Okay. Now, I do have a theme tune. A special theme tune for this.
Right. Explain the game.
The game first is called A Finger in Every Pie.
Right.
Basically, when I was clearing up after Radio 1's big weekend in Preston, I found 2 stray pies that had been left by 2 of the artists playing at Radio 1's big weekend in Preston.
She's the cleaner as well as working on this show.
Well, good.
All you've got to do, I'm going to blindfold you, and then you've got to put your finger in each pie.
Right. And guess who the pie belongs once belonged to.
So not guess what's in the pie, just guess whose pie...
I think both, actually.
It is. All right.
If the one who doesn't speak could just assist Chopper with the blindfold.
What's this theme tune?
I did a search for pie.
Yeah.
And this was the only thing that came up. It's Piezu.
Which is spelt pie.
Yeah.
So it's Pie Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was appropriate. Are you feeling relaxed?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Yeah, very relaxed.
Are you ready?
The scarf stinks.
Oh, thanks. Are you ready for your first pie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's now.
Can I?
Is he allowed to just like. Is it the rim of the pie, or...?
No, it's,
I have to go and delve in.
Just delve straight into
the
middle.
Can I just ask a question, though? If these pies have been hanging around, could it be quite hairy and mouldy. And I don't really want to put my finger in a hairy pie.
Oh, wait, look at him. He's launched into pie.
Just one finger, please.
Just one finger, not loads.
Sorry. Ooh.
Now, what can you feel?
Oh, it feels all soft and cold and squelchy.
Okay.
A bit gooey.
Do you want to identify first what you think is in the pie? Perhaps smell your fingers?
There's nothing... Oh, that went on the mic. Oh, that's quite a meaty pie.
Mm.
I would say, actually, is that mince?
Yes, it is mince, yes.
Oh, a mince pie. Did this pie belong to Mika?
Yes!
No way! Wow! You had your finger in Mika's pie.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Well done.
I'm quite good at it.
How did you get that?
I'm a pie expert.
That's really good.
Well done, Chopper.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Right. Are you ready for pie number two?
Yeah, do we have a cloth to get rid of Mika's pie?
Have you taken your rings off?
Yeah, because I don't, because I didn't want Mika's pie all over my rings.
Okay. Right. shut up, Laura. Pie Jesus.
First rule of pie, if you're delving into pies, take your rings off.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So this is the second pie.
Mm-hmm.
Pie number two.
Now, this is a bit crusty, this one.
It's different in texture, isn't
starting
it?
To come.
Go on in.
Ooh. Now, this is a little... this is a bit drier.
What can you feel?
Is this one. I can just... It's a bit... Ooh, it's a bit crumbly and crusty, is this one.
Right. Do you want to smell your fingers?
Oh, that's a bit that's a bit fishy. Is it tuna?
Can you be more specific for me?
What? Tuna salmon.
More specific than tuna.
What do you want its name?
Yeah.
Is it Trevor Tuna? Is it?
I meant you were nearly there. You don't really get tuna pies, do you?
All right, tuna and fish pie. Is it just a fish pie?
Yay!
And who does it belong to?
I'm going to take a stab at Natasha Bedingfield. She a big fan of fish pie?
It's the wrong answer.
Oh.
You've just had your finger in Beth Ditto's fish pie.
Oh, my God!
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.